Climate Change the Facts. Forecasting Global Climate Change by Keston C. Green and J. Scott Armstrong. Part 2. Very long-term testing of predictive validity. In order to assess the validity of the hypotheses over very long horizons, we tested the accuracy of forecasts from warming, cooling, and no-trend model hypotheses against the Lowell series of proxy annual temperatures. Proxy temperature data are obtained from naturally occurring records of biological and physical processes that vary with temperature. The Lowell series was constructed from 18 series obtained and calibrated by other researchers who used such proxy records as boreholes and pollen counts that each covered most of the common error and between them covered much of the globe. The resulting Lowell series extends from AD 16 to AD 1935, allowing us to test forecasts from variations of the hypotheses for horizons of up to nearly 2,000 years. The series includes the medieval warm period and the Little Ice Age. Evidence suggests that the current climate is not as warm as that of the medieval warm period, when cows grazed and willows grew in Greenland, and seals basked on the shores of Antarctica. A forecaster living 100 years after the beginning of the Lowell series, in AD 115, might reasonably have forecast that the average temperature trend that had prevailed over the previous 100 years, an increasing one of roughly 0.003 degrees Celsius per year, 0.3 degrees Celsius per century, would prevail indefinitely. Indeed, some researchers have suggested that the Earth has been warmed by human activity for at least 5,000 years. The errors of the warming forecasts increased as the forecast horizon lengthened, as the dashed line in Figure 2 shows. A competing forecaster in AD 115 might well have reasoned from the knowledge of the time that our sun is like a large fire that must slowly burn down. Given that temperatures over the previous century had been trending more upwards than downwards, she might have proposed that while the sun's fire may splutter and flare up from time to time, there would be a long, slow decline in the energy emitted. With these observations in mind, she might have forecast that the average temperatures would trend downwards at the relatively more conservative rate of 1 degree Celsius per millennium, or 0.001 degrees Celsius per year on average, a much more conservative forecast than those of the first millennium warmer and of the 20th century warmers and coolers described above. While the errors of her cooling forecasts increased only slowly out to the year AD 750, beyond that year the errors of her forecast tended to increase as the forecast horizon lengthened. See the dotted line in Figure 2. We compared the records of the warming and cooling hypotheses forecasters with the record of our benchmark no-trend hypothesis in the form of a forecaster who predicted that the global average temperature for the 1,820 years from AD 116 to 1935 would be the same as the AD 115 average. The solid line in Figure 2 shows the errors of the no-trend forecast by year, one forecast error per year. The modest size of the errors, and the lack of even a very small persistent trend in them, suggests there have been no changes in the climate system. In other words, the claim that things are different now, although often made in relation to forecasting in many fields, is once again unsupported. Over longer policy-relevant periods, annual global mean temperatures are highly stable. Even with a much more conservative forecast warming rate, one-tenth that of our previous tests, when applied to this series, the warming hypotheses again performed relatively poorly. The average error of the 1,820 years, 0.3 degrees Celsius per century warming forecast, was more than 9 times the average error of the no-trend forecasts. Again, the errors increased with the forecast horizon. For example, the errors of warming forecasts for the 4th century made in AD 115 were nearly 3 times larger than the errors of the no-trend forecasts. The equivalent figures for the 8th, 12th, 16th, and 18th centuries were 4, 14, 23, and 27 times larger. The findings are consistent with those of Green, Armstrong, and Soon. These findings from a long period of varied climate, then, are consistent with those of our analysis for the 1851 to 1975 warming period above. The more conservative hypothesis and forecasting method provides the more accurate forecasts. In particular, the most conservative model, the no-trend model, has greater predictive validity than long-term trend models under diverse conditions. No matter when one starts forecasting, and no matter how global average temperature is estimated, the evidence-based persistence model produces by far the most accurate forecasts. The findings on the accuracy of forecasts from long and short-term tests of the alternative climate change hypotheses are summarized in Table 1 in the form of relative absolute errors, RAEs. The reported RAEs are the absolute error of the forecast from the hypothesis relative to the corresponding absolute error of the forecast from the persistence, no change model over the forecast horizon. Thus, a figure of 0.5 means the error is only half as big as that from the persistence model forecast, and 2.0 means it was twice as big. Evidence-based climate forecast for the 21st century. Our testing used alternative data sources, different time periods, different starting points, and different horizons. The findings were always the same. Forecasts from the more conservative cooling hypotheses were more accurate than forecasts from the warming hypotheses. Forecasts from the most conservative hypothesis, the no-trend model, were always much more accurate. The no-trend model is consistent with evidence-based forecasting principles and with the state of knowledge about the behavior of the Earth's climate. The IPCC's alarming warming model is not. Consistent with knowledge about the proper model for this situation, the predictive validity test finds no support for the global warming hypothesis for forecasting global mean temperatures over this century and beyond. Our forecasts for each year's global average temperature for the 100 years to 2113 are that they will be the same, more or less, as the 2013 global average temperature. We suggest that our forecast should be monitored against the University of Alabama at Huntsville's Lower Troposphere Temperature Series because this satellite-based measure provides a better assessment of the global average than the Hadley, Hadcrut 3, series. And because it is fully and openly documented and is, therefore, less likely to be biased. Perhaps it is possible to improve on the already very accurate long-term temperature forecast from the no-trend model. For example, by estimating the global average temperature level from a weighted average of temperatures over recent years, rather than from only the latest year. We have not attempted to improve upon our very simple no-change model. However, because the errors of the forecast from the model are too small to be of concern to policymakers and business decision makers, the no-trend model forecasts are more than good enough. What do previous environmental alarms tell us? Having investigated the forecasting procedures behind the IPCC forecasts and found them to lack validity, and having found the forecast to be much less accurate than no-change forecasts, we were concerned that governments are taking the dangerous man-made global warming alarm seriously, to the extent that they have already implemented costly policies and regulations. We decided, therefore, to examine whether the global warming alarm is an unusual phenomenon. To do so, we use the structured analogies approach. The structured analogies method involves asking experts to think of similar situations to the situation of interest. Information is then obtained about the outcome of each analogy. We had previously tested the structured analogies method for forecasting complex situations involving interactions between parties with conflicting interests, including a special interest group occupying a public building and demanding taxpayer funding, and an international crisis over access to water. The research found that a structured search for an analysis of analogous situations Producers' forecasts are much more accurate than the usual method of asking experts what they think will happen. Other researchers have subsequently found the method useful for forecasting the outcomes of policy initiatives. With the help of domain experts, we have, to date, identified 26 analogous situations. They all begin with an allegedly portentous incident or with claims that an apparent trend was ominous. Searches for evidence supporting each alarm followed, along with calls for government action. In no case was there recourse to scientific forecasting. The fact that we were able to identify as many environmental alarm analogies as we did, and the frequency with which they have occurred in recent times, suggests that they are a common social phenomenon and that the global warming alarm is not at all unusual. More generally, it is another example in a long history of calamity forecasts similar to those described in McKay's 1841 book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. Evidence on the nature and outcomes of all 26 analogies is provided in our online working paper at publicpolicyforecasting.com. We welcome further evidence on each of these analogies, invite others to submit their ratings of the analogies for publication at publicpolicyforecasting.com, and encourage others to propose other environmental alarms in case we have missed important analogies. What were the outcomes of the alarms? The forecasts of harmful outcomes all turned out to be wrong. For the 23 alarms that resulted in government actions, the measures that were taken caused harm in 20 cases. The alarms faded from public attention slowly over time, but harmful policies have remained in many cases. We suggest using the golden rule of forecasting to identify and to expose such false alarms, and to thereby help to minimize the harm that they cause. Conclusions. Climate has varied in the past and can be expected to do so in the future. Mankind has adapted to both cool and warm periods, and trade and economic growth over the past 300 years has greatly increased our ability to do so. In that context, forecasts of climate are of little value unless they are for a strong and persistent trend and are accurate. The IPCC forecasts are for a strong and persistent trend, but they have been inaccurate in the short term. Moreover, there is no reason to expect them to be accurate in the longer term. The IPCC's forecasting procedures violate all of the relevant Golden Rule of Forecasting guidelines. In particular, their procedures are biased to advocate for the hypothesis of dangerous man-made global warming. We found that there are no scientific forecasts that support the hypothesis that man-made global warming will occur. Instead, the best forecasts of temperatures on Earth for the 21st century and beyond are derived from the hypothesis of persistence. Specifically, we forecast that the global average temperatures will trend neither up nor down, but will remain within 0.5 degrees Celsius, or 1 degree Fahrenheit, of the 2013 average. This chapter provides good news. There is neither need to worry about climate change nor reason to take action. Climate Change the Facts is published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved.